one of the benefits of entering seminary I was not expecting was how much opportunity to travel internationally I would have. Growing up, I had never been out of the country, but in 4 short years of seminary, I have traveled to Guatemala, Dominican Republic, Italy, and the Holy Land. One of the trips I have not been on, but has become a popular one for seminarians, is walking the Camino in Spain. And I always enjoy hearing about this trip because it is always different for each individual. In one case, a friend of mine, who is now a priest, shared his experience. Now, he's a man that is always prepared, and so he researched and read as many articles as he could with tips and travel hacks on how to walk the Camino not only well, but as comfortably as possible. He was all set. He had 2 large water bottles, new hiking shoes, a pillow, flashlights, multiple pairs of clothing, snacks, hat, jacket in case of rain, sunglasses, sleeping bag. He had it all. He had everything needed to make the 500-mile hike with nothing left to chance and ready for any situation. And so, day 1 arrived, and 15 miles later, he came to his first stop, drenched in sweat and exhausted, his feet already forming blisters due to his new hiking shoes, his pack incredibly heavy due to all the clothing and extra water weight. As he hobbled into town, he began to worry how on earth he could make the next 485 miles. Too tired to even think of the next day, he ate, went to the hostel, unrolled his new sleeping bag and pillow, grateful for their comfort, and slept like a rock. Morning came, as did the stiff muscles and sore body. The reality of the 485 miles ahead hit the seminarian in full force. Painfully and reluctantly, he began to pack his things. He shouldered the heavy pack and walked out the hostel. But as he was walking out, he noticed a table full of familiar items. He walked over and found piles of sleeping bags and pillows, water bottles, socks and other clothing, jackets and hats, and even shoes. And as he looked at this assorted pile, he realized he was simply one of many who had made the same mistake. He dropped his pack, added his own contributions, and relifting the now much lighter pack, he walked out the door and took the first of many steps on that long 485-mile hike. We are on a journey to heaven, which is a lot further than 500 miles. And like the seminarian, we can make the mistake and attempt to make the journey as comfortably as possible. After all, the journey is long, and we must be prepared for every situation. And so we pack. We pack everything which we think can help us on our journey. Some of it good, some bad. Our pack gets heavier and heavier and heavier. And soon the journey to heaven appears too difficult, too long, and too burdensome. But then we come upon the table. this table, and we find it full of familiar items, where we take all of the weight we have acquired in the past week, both good and bad, lay it upon the altar so that we may continue the journey to heaven. Every week we have the chance to intentionally bring our baggage to leave on this altar. And we know what that baggage is. We know what sin or even good thing weighs us down. We can feel it. And we even know that there are many good and bad things in our lives that we would be better off without. Surprisingly, the difficult part can be bringing and leaving behind the good items, which makes our lives more comfortable. The seminarian sure did like his comfy sleeping bag and pillow at the end of the night. And there are many comforts the world offers. And it sometimes can be as heavy as sin or as light as a phone app. I recently uninstalled Twitter from my phone, that's why I included that, which has been tough, especially during the Bucks games. And I've numerous times this week thought of repacking it into my life. But the reality is that it was slowing me down from the journey. I would often be looking at it when someone was right in front of me, looking at what someone posted instead of them. Or the content would get me so frustrated and unsettled. Partly saying this too, so I have like the you can be my kind of check-ins to make sure I don't re-download it, some accountability. But it's true, isn't it, that sometimes even the smallest weight and comfort can be the most difficult to lay aside. And there's much we could pack, and most of us already have. What do you need to lay upon this table? What weight do you need to let fall from your shoulders to continue your journey to heaven? You may not be as comfortable as before or fully prepared, but at least the journey won't be so heavy, so long, so burdensome, and truthfully, do you really need it? Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey.